The views and opinions of the host, guests, and callers of Radio Free ARFCOM do not necessarily reflect those of AR15.com, BBS Radio, or their advertisers. When any techniques, skills, or theories are presented, they reflect the practices and opinions of the individual presenting them, but not necessarily those of Radio Free ARFCOM, AR15.com, or BBS Radio. In all circumstances, Radio Free ARFCOM, AR15.com, and BBS Radio expressly disclaim any liability that may result in the use or misuse of any information featured in this program.
Transmission begin.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Here we go.
Let's go.
All this stuff you've heard about America not wanting to fight, wanting to stay out of the war, is a lot of horse dung. Americans traditionally love to fight. All real Americans love the sting of battle.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty, or give me death.
Radio Free ARFCOM starts now.
That is right, everybody out there in ARFCOM land. Radio Free ARFCOM starts right now. This is your Monday, May 9th edition of Radio Free ARFCOM. And let's just get started by saying thank you, thank you, thank you to the wonderful men in Development Group, former Navy SEAL Team 6, who got the lovely distinction of giving Osama bin Laden the double tap to the head. This is our first show since the major news broke a week ago Sunday, and I have been giddy ever since. Very excited that he is over and gone with. Without a doubt, we realize this is not the end of things just because he is dead, but it is definitely a great, great thing for our U.S. military to show just exactly what we're all about here in America, despite some of the shortcomings of the current administration. I am very, very thankful for the men in uniform out there putting their lives on the line for us every single day without fail out on the front lines. I really appreciate it. Big shout out to those guys. And incidentally, speaking of the Navy SEALs, do not forget to check out the Navy SEAL fundraiser that we are doing. We do it a couple of times a year. And it is to provide these men with their breaching tools. It's not just for the Navy SEALs either. There are some other units that we provide these to. Check out the thread. It is tacked at the top of general discussion, so just go take a look at it. But once again, a big thank you to those guys. Proud, proud, proud time to be an American when you see this. We have a great show lined up for you guys this evening. We are going to start off with one of our friends, Ben, from Task Force Dagger. They help support the soldiers and families of the U.S. Army Special Operations Command. It's a great program, Task Force Dagger, and we'll be discussing that here shortly. We're also going to have Trey Tuggle. He's the NRA Tactical Rifle Coordinator on, talking about a new shooting program that the NRA is going to put forth this year. It's going to debut at the Camp Perry shoot. For those of you who are familiar with Camp Perry, it's called the National Defense Match Program. And that will, like I said, debut at Camp Perry. Trey Tuggle is going to talk all about that. And then closing things out, the one and only Pete Brownell from Brownells will be on the show. He is going to be talking about all things Brownell, going over the NRA annual meetings that he attended, giving us an update with that. And if we get a chance to squeeze Joe DeBurglis in there, we will. He's having some scheduling problems this evening. So if we get a chance to squeeze Joe in, of course, we always love to hear from Joe. So stay tuned, kick back, pour yourself a nice cold beverage, relax, continue to surf away on AR15.com as normal, and just keep us running in the background on your computer. We promise to have a nice, good hour of entertainment for you. That being said, let's go straight to our first guest. His name is Ben. He's from Task Force Dagger. For those of you that don't know, I just went over at Task Force Dagger. They support the soldiers and families of the U.S. Army Special Operations Command. Really, really good organization. Ben, how are you this evening?
Hey, John, I'm doing good. How are you?
Outstanding. First of all, let me thank you for your service to our country.
You're welcome. We enjoy it.
We always like to make sure our military men get all the respect and thanks due to them. We'd really appreciate what you guys do. Why don't you tell us a little bit of background about Task Force Dagger, kind of how it got started and what their mission is all about?
All right. The Task Force Dagger Foundation was started in 2009. It was named after the element that went into Afghanistan after 9/11. It was a comprised of United States Army Special Operations Units, and their task force name was Task Force Dagger. The foundation, what it does is it identifies needs of injured USASOC soldiers and their families, and does what it can to help support those guys through their injuries, their recovery, and then further on with what their specialty is recreational therapy events.
Okay, and you guys have been around for how long now?
Since 2009.
Okay, outstanding. And you are a nonprofit organization, 501c3, correct?
Yeah, we are a recognized 501c3 nonprofit, recognized.
Okay, so first of all, let me throw the website out there for anybody who's listening. They might want to go check it out. The website is www.taskforcedagger.org, taskforcedagger.org. Go check it out. So you got the name from the task force that went in after September 11th attacks, the task force that went into Iraq or to Afghanistan.
Yep. The original elements that infiltrated in Afghanistan. The USASOC elements there, and their name was the Task Force Dagger, was the code name that they were using.
Oh, that's really cool. Now, tell me a little bit about these recreational therapy activities, what they're about, what they do for the soldiers and families.
The recreational therapy events are an opportunity for us to be able to put on any type of event, from scuba diving, fishing, shooting events, for soldiers and their families after they've recovered as part of their rehabilitation of getting them back out there and giving them an opportunity just to get out and kind of kick back in a stress-free environment and really enjoy themselves with their families there. We had our first dagger dive, which was a scuba diving event, was held in August of 2009, and it was such a big hit that they did the Dagger Dive 2 in 2010, and we're gearing up for our Dagger Dive 3 in July of this year down in Key West, Florida at the Special Forces Underwater Special Warfare School.
Oh, that's cool. So they'll actually be at the Special Forces School. And now, is this family members are allowed to go participate in this too?
Family members do participate. For the Dagger Dive 3, we're taking 12 soldiers down there and their families for a total number of 27 individuals coming down to participate in the event.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. Now, I was reading your website. I saw you have some other programs, recreational therapy activities. There's actually an Ozark event coming up.
Yep, we have the Ozark Adventure in Bull Shoals, Missouri. That's going to be the 18th through the 23rd of May. It's going to be one of our fishing recreational therapy events. We'll be taking 14 families out fishing down there in Bull Shoals, Missouri.
Now, for somebody who wants to help you guys out, maybe donate a little money, is it as simple as just going to your website, clicking on the donate, and going from there?
Yep. On the website, there's a donate tab that'll take you to the page where you can donate by PayPal. And if you're not up for donating with PayPal, I know there's a number of people out there that don't have that account or don't use that. We have a First Giving website that was actually extremely popular and used during the LaRue decal giveaway that was in the LaRue Industry Forum about a week or so ago, that you can actually use a credit card or a debit card there to donate money. But the actual address, I don't have it right in front of me, but you can Google First Giving Task Force Dagger Foundation, and it should bring that up. And it's also on their Facebook page.
Oh, okay. I have not been to the Facebook page yet. I should have checked that out. Like we mentioned before, everyone, this is a 501c3 nonprofit organization, so all your contributions are tax deductible, correct?
Yep. Yes.
Now, you guys have been in talks with us here at AR15.com and Joe DeBurgolis in particular to try and have a presence at the AR15.com three-gun event. Why don't you talk a little bit about that and what you guys want to accomplish there?
Well, it's still in the planning and design stages, but what we've wanted to do is design. They said there's going to be a number of side matches down there. Obviously, there's going to be the Underground Cave one with Crimson Trace and Surefire, and we wanted to create a side match kind of umbrellaed under the NRA's Life of Duty. Obviously, the NRA is going to have a presence out there, and their Life of Duty is their new pilot program that they're kicking off dedicated to the men and women in uniform. And we want to create a side match that will give the shooters out there an opportunity to, throw on the body armor, the helmet, and kind of get into the mix. What we do is we call them stress shoots. And, kind of a lot of action going on, some flashbangs, artillery simulators, smoke grenades, something to that effect that kind of gives it that battlefield environment. Run a side match somewhat in that line, and with all the proceeds going to the organizations that the NRA Life and Duty supports, and obviously Task Force Dagger be able to get in on the mix there and get some support from the biggest three-gun event that's going to be ever be held, I guess.
Yeah.
500 shooters.
That was our plan, and it looks like it's going to turn out that way. This sounds really cool. I didn't know that you guys were going to make it kind of a battlefield environment simulation. It's going to be a lot of fun for people. And it's also going to be a chance for people to come and shake some hands of some of our soldiers and give them a personal face-to-face thank you, correct?
Yeah, we are working on getting a list of soldiers that were wounded overseas and getting the invites out to those guys and see if they can make it out to Kentucky this summer. And if we get the number that we're looking for to work out, we're going to try and incorporate a recreational therapy event into that shooting lane and get those guys out there and let them get in on the mix, get the guns back in their hands, and give them an opportunity to kick back and have a real good weekend and experience all the fun that's going to be going on up at Rock Castle.
Yeah, the Rock Castle event, I can't tell you guys enough to our listeners, if you have any chance at all, even if you're not entered, get your butt down there for the event. There's going to be so much to do, even for the people not entered. You're still going to get to shoot. I know Joe is working fast and furious to get as many different gun manufacturers down there to have side shoots, let you get your hands on all kinds of really cool different weapons. Maybe stuff you've always wanted to see what one felt like in your hands. This is going to be your chance. There's just so much going on at this event. I really encourage everyone, even if you're not enrolled or registered to actually compete, to please show up because you're going to get a chance to put some lead downrange. That is a guarantee. Now back to Task Force Dagger. Why don't you tell us a little bit about more what you guys have scheduled as far as upcoming events throughout this year?
For the upcoming events, we talked about the Ozark Adventure, the fishing recreational therapy event at the end of May. We also have the Bob Marshall Fly Fishing event. It's going to be sponsored by one of our Special Forces Associations, Chapter 30 or 28, which is going to be at the Bob Marshall Wilderness Area in Montana. It's going to be another one of the fishing events that we're going to have. I don't have the number on hand of people that are going to be coming out there or the dates for that, but that is another one of our events. And then the Dagger Dive 3 that we talked about that's going to be going on in Key West. And then obviously the ARFCOM event here at the three-gun shoot in late August. A couple of the other events that we have coming up, we partnered up with Tier 1 Training Facility in McKinney, Texas. And they're a mixed martial art gym style deal there, and they're running their grand opening and their Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu seminar May 21st. It's $40 to enter for this seminar, 4 hours, and all the proceeds that they're going to make from that are all going to the Task Force Dagger Foundation. And then another one of our big events that's going to be going on this summer, we've got a packed year, is the Warrior Challenge 2011. Which is going to be in Avon-by-the-Sea, New Jersey, on the 16th of July. What that is that it's a physical fitness event. There's going to be a number of very challenging and grueling events, much like the CrossFit endurance type stuff. What they're trying to do is build a special operations physical fitness workout deal. But it's a big fundraising event, and More information can be found on that on www.warriorchallenge.com. If guys want to look into that and they're in the area and want to go out and participate. And one of the other things we have going on right now is the Surefire commemorative knife drive. Surefire has been gracious enough to pair up with the Task Force Dagger Foundation, and they're running a fundraising event where they're selling one of their fixed-blade Echo knives with the Task Force Dagger logo engraved onto the actual knife there, with a portion of the proceeds being donated to the Task Force Dagger Foundation. And then, as always, we have every year we run the Task Force Dagger Foundation raffle. I don't have the dates for when it's going to start, and right now the prize list is extremely locked down. It hasn't been released yet, but you can keep on the lookout for the Task Force Dagger raffle on their Facebook page. But a couple of the prizes is going to be an M1 Grand, a 45 pistol with the Task Force Dagger logo engraved on the slide, and one of the Surefire knives is going to be up in the raffle. And last year, LaRue Tactical was gracious enough to donate one of their stealth rifles into the raffle that was won by one of the Special Forces soldiers that entered into the contest there.
Oh, that's great. That's fantastic. Yeah, I was looking on your sponsors page, and you guys really have some heavy hitters on there. LaRue, Para Ordnance, who else was on there? Surefire's on there. A lot of good people stepping up to the plate for you guys. I really hope that this year's raffle is just breaks all the records for you. We'll definitely promote it here on AR15.com, and as the time approaches for that, maybe we'll have you come back on and talk a little bit more about that.
Absolutely love.
You talked about the Surefire knife, and for those that want to see a picture of it, it's a pretty cool-looking knife. Just go to the website, taskforcedagger.org. They've got a picture right there on the front page of it. Real quick, give us some thoughts from Task Force Dagger about the events a week ago Sunday with Osama bin Laden.
It's been an extremely exciting week for Special Operations Forces all across the board. We definitely congratulate our DevGru operators and all of the intelligence community and everybody that put a lot of work into that. We've all been gearing, you know, for years, going after him and trying to find every little bit of detail that we can. And we're just, it's been an ecstatic week for everybody across the board that was taken care of.
Yeah, just truly, truly fantastic.
Keep on working.
Yeah, the one battle is won, but the war is definitely a long way from over. This is Ben from Task Force Dagger. We're kind of up against a shorter show today, Ben, so we're going to let you go. Before we leave, is there anything else you wanted to tell our listeners?
Just a big thank you to all the AR15.com members that have been supporting us, all the Pac LaRue guys that have come out and continue to help donate and drive the cause and provide us funding. And we hope to see all of you guys out there in August at the Rockcastle 3-Gun Pro-Am.
And I look forward to meeting you out there as well, Ben. I will make sure to buy you a nice cold beverage when I see you face-to-face and shake your hand.
All right. It was a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. It's Ben from the Task Force Dagger Foundation. I encourage everybody to check out their website, a fantastic organization that helps some of our Special Forces soldiers as they return from war. To get back together with their families and work through some of the stresses induced by going to war. Taskforcedagger.org is the website. Please check it out. We are kind of on a truncated schedule today, so we're going to move right along. My next guest, I'm really excited to talk about this project. We had Trey Tuggle on last year in March when he first took over as the NRA Tactical Rifle. And now things have really ramped up. Trey, how are you this evening?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
Fantastic. It's great to have you on. Before we jump straight into this National Defense Match, I would like to also get your views. First of all, thank you for your service. I don't know if people know you are actually a former Navy SEAL, correct?
Yeah, that's right. Not here in the Navy, so...
Why don't you give us some of your views? I'm sure you have an interesting perspective as a former SEAL on the events concerning the events of a week ago Sunday.
Well, I guess to say I'm ecstatic would be an understatement. It's been a pretty proud week for Navy SEALs. And I think that, you know, I would rather say it's been a proud week for Special Forces in general. There's a lot of people that worked on this, and a lot of things that went into it to make it happen. So just in general, you know, a shout-out to our armed forces, whether you're Marine, Air Force, Navy, or Army. They're all doing a great job, and I think this is also this is retribution for, you know, all the servicemen that died to this point. You know, there's been a lot of good Marines give their lives in this cause. Like a lot of good Army guys, a lot of good Navy guys, a lot of good Air Force guys. And I think this is it's a shout-out to those guys that have gone before, that have paid the ultimate sacrifice, that, you know what, we're gonna accomplish our mission, and that's what we're all about.
You know, I think you bring up a really good point there, Trey, that this, it really was almost some retribution, some vindication for those that have made the ultimate sacrifice, that it was not in vain, that there was a job to do. They were very much so a part of that, and even in their passing, they definitely can take some credit for these events. And for the future successes, without a doubt, we're going to have more successes in this war. And eventually get it under control, bring some stability to some of these countries, and root out some of these evil hate monger type yeah, Islamic,
you know what?
Islamic people that we have.
There's one other thing. This is a high profile deal that happened. You know, these guys, and it's not just Navy SEALs. You know, it's Army Special Forces guys. It's Marines. You know, they're out there every day rooting out these evil people. You know, and I just can't say enough about it. You know. This was a big deal, but they've done it before. It wasn't a big deal to them. To them, it was just another day at work, another mission. They do it all the time. It just happened to be that it was, you know, about a big person, but they do it all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. You make a great point. There's every day, there's guys out there right now as we speak doing all the dirty work, sleeping in the mud and the cold, and we just can't thank them enough. We really can't.
Yep.
Well, let's get on. Yeah, absolutely. Let's get on to the National Defense Match. Now, you've been involved with the NRA now for a little over a year, correct?
That's correct.
And when they brought you on, this is definitely the type of thing that they brought you on for, correct?
Yeah, you know, they brought me on in the NRA to get us into some newer, exciting kinds of competition. Our competitions are historic and, you know, very prestigious. And a lot of our competitions have run for 30-plus years. High Power, I think, has been around, I don't know, 100 years, close to it. You know, and those things, they're great, you know, the things that they do and the things they've done for this country. But there's a lot of new sports coming along and a lot of, you know, new shooters wanting to do other things besides just High Power or, say, the Bianchi Cup or shooting a five-stand shotgun. There's lots of great sports shooting competitions to join in and be part of. This is just another type. So they brought me in to get them into these newer, more fun, faster, whatever you want to look at it, high-speed, low-drag kind of competitions. Three-gun being specifically the target area. Three-gun has experienced an explosion of growth. I looked at it and said, well, how do we help three-gun as it exists today? And part of the answer is you can't very much. There are certain things you can do, and we're doing it. We're helping to advertise for them and stuff like that. We've also legitimized them by sanctioning a lot of their matches. But the NRA, what are we about? We're about trying to help the most amount of people. So after going to all these three-gun matches and examining all these practical rifle competitions and different things, I decided, along with some others around the NRA, you know, it's not all me. I've basically plagiarized, stole, and borrowed everything I'm doing here to start a tactical rifle match, and it's called the National Defense Match. I hate to run over you, you know, just keep talking and talking, but, I mean, I have no words to say how excited I am about this project. There has never been anything like it. Currently, there are, I can't even count the different types of practical pistol competitions. We all know them. Right now, there are no legitimate tactical rifle matches ongoing. So this will be the first. We're going to shoot it at Camp Perry to get the show started. And it's unlike any rifle match you've ever seen before. As a matter of fact, there's a lot of things in this match that are unlike any other match you've ever seen. For instance, it was built, designed to be run on local ranges. If you have a 100-yard range in your area, you can contact me. I will hook you up with a course of fire, where you can get the paper targets, and you can put this on at your local 100-yard range. The course of fire, it goes from 7 yards, 15 yards, 30, 60, and 100. So there's lots of fun shooting to be done in there. The courses of fire in this thing, you might go from standing position to kneeling to prone on one side of a barricade, the other side of a barricade. So it really gets you moving and feeling like, you know, you're doing this, you know, wild and crazy three-gun stage. But in essence, you're stationary, and all your rounds are going downrange into the berm. So it was built to keep these ranges, you know, safe, and, you know, keep all the rounds down into the berm. And literally, there is no excuse why you can't shoot this match anywhere where you have a 100-yard range. Now, the National Defense match is more than that. If you have longer ranges, you can run it out to 2, 3, 4, and 500 yards as well. The course of fire in this thing was designed to really test a shooter's ability with his AR platform, and I'm just saying AR platform in junior, just basically. The FN SCAR is an excellent candidate for this. Not everybody owns an FN SCAR for sure, but there are plenty of them out there. The AR-15 platform is one of the biggest sellers out there at this point, and sorry about the phone ringing in the background there. But, you know, we know there's millions of these rifles out on the street. This was designed not for your run-of-the-mill competition gun. This was made, the course of fire is made specifically so that the rifle you have in your closet currently, you can take to your local range, fire this course of fire, have some fun, and actually be competitive. You don't have to have a $5,000 competition rifle. You know, you got a DPMS, you got a Pushmaster, you got a Remington R15, bring it out to the range, and you can compete against anyone with this match.
Yeah, I love the idea, Trey, not to interrupt you, of the scalability of this, like you were talking about. Anybody with any range out to 100 yards, and there's thousands and thousands of those across this great nation, can run one of these. And it's something you can get together with some of your range buddies there at your local range, get a few more people involved, and you can run your own NRA National Defense match right there at your own range, completely organic to yourselves.
Yeah, that's totally true. You know, I'm a father. I have three kids, and, you know, they're younger kids. I mean, I've got two boys that want to shoot this match as well. You know, one's 15, one's 13, my little girl's 7, but she's not going to be firing it, of course. But you can also run 22 on this match. You know, there's plenty of 22 ARs out there. There are, you know, you could run a 10-22 on this match and actually be extremely competitive, depending on your range. You know, say some guys say, well, we don't want the ARs banging because we got some, you know, we got a lot of neighborhoods around us. We want to kind of keep it quieter. No reason why you can't say, hey, we're going to run a 22-only match on this. You know, same course of fire. It's a lot of fun. All these courses of fires and strings of fire that we have designed into this were pulled out of things that I learned as a Navy SEAL or that I've been in tactical rifle courses. I begged, borrowed, and stole most of this stuff. So they were courses of fire that were drills that we used in training that relate to real-world scenarios. I think we all will agree that if you needed to use your rifle in a defensive posture, most of the time, statistically speaking, it's going to be within 100 yards. So that being said, most of the course of fire for this is fast target acquisition within 100 yards. There's 114 rounds shot within 100 yards. If you carry the course of fire out to 500, it's 164 rounds. Like I said, I begged, borrowed, and stole most of this stuff. I've got major three-gun competitors' input, lots of them, on the course of fire. Some of the guys gave me strings of fire that are in it. I was like, oh, that's beautiful. So I just wrote it in there. The thing is, it just makes perfect sense. You know, it's fun. It's practical. It really has real-world application. Another thing, going back to me and my family, I don't have all day long to go to these shooting matches all the time. I mean, yeah, it's my job, and I do that. But as a father, I don't have forever. You know, most weekends I have soccer games, and, you know, you got to paint the fence or mow the yard or whatever, right? This match was designed so that you could show up to your local range, sign up ahead of time, get a part time. Like, let's say you got a soccer game at 8 in the morning. Well, you're going to be done at, let's say you'll be done completely at 10. I'm going to get a part time for 11 at the range. I show up at 11 o'clock, get in line. When it's my turn, let's say 11:30, 11:45, I shoot through the course of fire. I shoot 7 2-strings. I shoot 15 2-strings, 32 strings, 62 strings, and 100 2-strings. When I'm done, I go get in my car and I go home. Now I can get home. You know, it's evening time. I'm home probably 2 o'clock or whatever. My wife's happy. Everybody's happy. I can mow the grass. And it didn't take my entire day away because two things. One, it's local. Two, you can shoot it quickly. And three, you know, it makes my wife happy. When that's right, everything's good. And I get to go to the range again, you know. Plus, with the 22s involved, I can take my two boys. And eventually, you know, I'll get my wife interested in it. And she'll like it too because it's fun.
Yeah, I can really see this blossoming here as soon as people get a chance to actually see it in action, see how they can, like you said, you can be in and out and get some great shooting in, get some great trigger work in, and go back home without having to travel two or three states away to compete in a big three-gun event or spend the whole day at a local three-gun event where you have to go through several stages. And I love three-gun, without a doubt. We talk a lot about three-gun on this. But this is just
three gun is the reason for this. I mean, you know, it's three gun is the ultimate and adrenaline excitement for a shooter. You know, it's just so much fun. You can't run a three gun match everywhere. You just can't do it. And because of that, I designed this because you can run this everywhere. This is designed to get guys out of their houses with the ARs that they own in a local area, shoot, have some fun. You're doing competition. You're also doing real-world practical things that will help you get to be safer and better with your AR platform.
Now, we spoke a little bit during the week, and you brought it up earlier today in the show, but there are literally thousands of us out there with AR-15s that sit in our closet or sit in the gun safe, maybe take it to the range once a month if it's lucky to get shot once a month. And this is just a fantastic opportunity for people to start out at their local ranges and get some competition going amongst all the local people at their range. And you can take an M14, you can take an AR-10, a SCAR, an ACR, an AR-15, any model. It doesn't matter. Everybody with a tactical rifle can participate in this.
Yeah, absolutely. And not just the guys with tactical rifles. Like I said, you know, this is great for the 22 crowd. I mean, personally, you know, I'm ex-Navy SEAL. I've done all this cool, fun stuff, banging, you know, M60s going off beside me, you know, crazy things and all that stuff. But I want to shoot this with the 22 with my kids because it's great fun and it's cheap, you know. Me and my three boys can go to the range and shoot this match for less than $20 in ammo with 22s, you know. With ARs, I mean, you're looking at, you know, some bucks in there, you know. So it's a great place to start with 22s, progress up with the ARs, and then when you get done with this and you say, well, you know, that was fun and all, but I really want to go out and, you know, I want to go away for the weekend, and I want to go to one of these massive three-gun matches, you know, or some other, you know, big monster tactical rifle match and compete in that. Great. This is going to help you get there, you know. I mean, personally, I think that this is going to blossom, and people will stick with it as well, and we're going to have bigger matches to go along with it. But it's a great place to get in the ground level, learn what you're doing with your rifle in a safe environment, perfect your skills, and either move on, stay in it, have fun. The local area shoot, you know, that can be a big community service from the 100-yard range, the local place. So we're just crazy excited about it, and I just can't tell you how much I think this thing is going to succeed. There's a lot of really good stuff built into it. At Camp Perry, we're going to be shooting electronic targets this year, and that is the first time that I know of that electronic targets have been shot at Camp Perry, besides over, I believe, on the, I think it's the small bore range. So first time high-powered rifles have been shot on electronic target frames there. This match at Perry is going to be really, really hot and slick. Now, I've got to tell everybody out there, a little disclaimer, I only have room for 60 people this year. And part of the reason is because we're shooting these electronic target frames. It's going to allow us to shoot more and get everybody through shooting more without going down and scoring targets, right? The electronic target frames are provided by CUSAS-CORE and Shot Response, which is their United States component. But at Perry this year, we're going to use that and all the documentation we get behind it, the pictures and all that kind of stuff. They're going to put an article in American Rifleman magazine. You know, those kind of things, along with, you know, AR15.com getting in with us, you know. We're going to be able to cast this thing out there, and I really do plan on having just hundreds of these things next year, all across the United States, and you never know what will happen. Maybe we hit thousands. I can tell you this, there are many more than tens of thousands of 100-yard ranges in the United States.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. I know for a fact there's tons. I mean, there are 100-yard ranges, I think there's three maybe, within just a short driving distance of where I live.
Yeah, there's four from where I live, and I live in a semi-small community, you know. We're talking within half an hour. Actually, within half an hour, there's probably eight, you know. So there's a lot out there. This thing was really designed to get people, you know, like I said again, get your rifle out of the closet. There's no fear involved. Just come out. We're going to tell you what to do. You're going to have fun, and, you know, no stress. You don't do so great the first time, it's okay. That's what it's designed for, you know. Come on out, have some fun, talk to some guys, talk to some girls, you know, get the kids out, and that's where you start to learn, you know. You got to start somewhere. Putting some rounds downrange on a national defense match, you're going to learn some stuff. You're going to learn some stuff about how uncool you are. Honestly, you're going to go, wow, I thought I was a lot faster than that. I thought I was a lot more accurate than that. You know, I thought I could hit those targets a lot better than that. Everybody's going to have the same experiences. Some guys may have different experiences. But the main thing is that you come, you shoot. Once you're done, you're going to go back. You're going to talk to your friends about it, you know. And you're going to say, hey, man, you know, I really needed to speed up this or that or whatever, you know. But the courses of fire are going to let you know where your weaknesses are. That's what they're designed for. I mean, these things are the same kind of things that you do at a combat rifle course. The fast acquisition of targets, the shoot and move, which is basically just on position, right? And we've already discussed that. You're not actually moving anywhere, but you might go standing, kneeling, prone, kneeling, standing. You might have to use the barricade and be right and left of it. There's some magazine changes involved, you know. All the things you need to know to be safe and good with your AR.
When is the Camp Perry match this year?
Say again?
When is the Camp Perry match this year?
Camp Perry is going to be August 13th and 14th. And, you know, I would like to extend an invitation to everybody that's listening. You can come and watch the match. We are probably going to end up with a pretty good bit of people standing around watching the match because it's going to be exciting. We're going to have a lot of the big shooters there. I don't want to throw out any of the big names at this point, but, you know, seriously, a lot of big three-gun shooters and some big high-power guys as well. Going to be well represented. We're going to have women and juniors. I'm trying to select across the course a bit of people to, you know, to show what the match can do. Plus, you know, I think that these guys and girls and youngins are going to be able to represent the match well. Let's see here.
Are you completely booked up for the Camp Perry National Defense match? Have you started registration for that yet?
Yes. Now, like I said, it's invitation only, and I do not have any, you know, like online registration. It's all private, basically, if you want to look at it that way. But there's, like I said, I got 60 spots. I already have like 100 names, so I'm having to cut lots and lots and lots of people and trying to really figure out exactly who's going to be there. You know, FN USA was gracious enough to be our title sponsor this year. And there's going to be a lot of rifles given away at this match. Out of 60 people, you have a really darn good chance of winning something. It's going to be really hot. Basically, with electronic target systems, you can see the shots going down range as they happen. I mean, I wish this thing could be everywhere, you know. We are going to be taking the electronic target frames, by the way, and using them on little 100-yard ranges. So when you show up to a 100-yard range, you might not have to do the scoring and all that kind of stuff. However, the match was designed to be shot on paper. And National Target is, well, they currently have on their deck right now the National Defense Match Target. It's an entirely new target. It was designed to be a skills and speed-based target, and it's different. You know, it actually has five targets on the target, and you have to pick up the targets in different orders. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, I actually got a chance to look at the targets with some of the stuff that you sent me. If, for anyone listening, is there a place they can go to see more about this, to read more about the National Defense Match, or if not yet, at what point will that be available to the general public?
It's online, and I was trying to come up with something for you earlier because, you know, this is all happening pretty fast. But basically, if you go to our website, our blog, and, basically, if you Google the National Defense Match, you'll come up with our blog. And if you go to our blog, then you'll find a posting on the blog about the National Defense Match. There's a link there that will take you to the National Defense Match Guide. And it's an 8-page document that talks about the course of fire, the scoring method, the equipment requirements. You know, because this thing was designed to be your rifle in the closet match, you know, we've got some requirements in there that we're trying to hold it down, keep the Uber ray guns out. You know what I'm talking about. basically, you got to have a 20-inch or less barrel and a 4.5-pound or greater trigger to be in the two tactical categories. There's a tactical limited, which is iron, and no magnifying powered optics, basically. So like an aim point or EOTech, right, would fall into limited. Right. And then there's the tactical optic category, which would be the same rifle, 20-inch or less barrel, 4.5-pound or greater trigger, with an optic on it, and that would be, you know, say the Leopold scopes and stuff like that. Then there's an open category, which, you know, open is open. You can use just darn near anything. But that's all out there. It's on our blog. The NRAblog.com. Just search for National Defense Match, and it'll take you to the guide there.
I really love the idea.
I'll read you the website, but it's like one of those, you know, 50-letter-long thing. So,
is it the same website, the link that you sent me? I can read it off to people, and I'm sure some will get it. And I'll also put a link in the thread, the discussion thread.
ISSUU.com?
Yeah, ISSUU.com. Yeah. It is.
Yeah, that one.
For everybody who's listening, get a pencil out or open up your browser. It's ISSUU.com/compshoot/docs/NDM, National Defense Match, NDM Flyer 2011. And like I said, I'll put a link to that here shortly so everybody can see the flyer. It has the targets. It has the requirements for the rifles. And it has all the courses of fire all the way out to 500 yards, it looks like. So you'll be able to see exactly how this works. His name's Trey Tuggle. He works for the NRA. He's come up with this fantastic, I mean, I just can't say enough about how cool I think this is and how much I think this is going to really take off for people. It's convenient. It's scalable to your local range. It's just fantastic. It's called the National Defense Match Program from the NRA. Trey Tuggle is the National Tactical Rifle Coordinator for the NRA. And thanks a lot, Trey. As we get closer to the Camp Perry match, we'd like to get you back on, give us an update on how things have come together, and maybe generate a little bit more buzz. We can get some people out there to actually see this firsthand and call us in and give us some reports on it. What do you say?
Oh, absolutely. I'd love to come back, and thanks for having me. I'm, like I said, I'm just so excited about this match, and I really do truly believe it's going to have great success. It's just too good a thing not to. So many people can do it. It's fun. So
fantastic.
Thanks a lot for having me, though.
Thank you for your service to our country and the armed forces, and thank you to our service as gun owners and the NRA. We really appreciate it, Trey.
Thank you.
Okay, we are going to move right along. It seems we are having a little bit of a problem getting hold of Pete Brownell. So I am going to try a couple of different phone numbers here real quick, see if we can't get hold of him. I'm going to have Seth run some standby music here real quick.
It could be here. information and knowledge, bringing humanity closer to truth. BBSRadio.com.
No, I'm on the air. Hi, how you doing? This is Wesley Snipes, and I'm sitting here with my Pleiadian and Andromedan friends. And, you know, we were just kicking it, talking about a little extraterrestrial kind of a thing. We're having a little party together. Everybody's coming through from the galaxy. But, of course, you got to get the right direction, so we got to have the right vibration. Right vibrations is listening to BBSRadio.com. Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm go. Where's my ticket for the ship, man?
This is Bill Tiller of Tiller.org. You're listening to BBSRadio.com. Don't forget to tune in to The Infinite Consciousness with Eva Herr every Sunday at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Enjoy.
I wonder where you are tonight. What shadows you're embracing. The deals you've closed tonight. To reach the morning light. I wonder where you are tonight now, baby. And all the promises you made. Since you've been gone, well, I know that you could never stay. Tell me, have you left the darkness? Or do you keep on drifting hopelessly in gloom? Can you always drown your sadness in the bottle on the way to your bedroom? Now let them slip away from you tonight. Hold them long and hold them tight. It's life we see. I wonder where you are tonight. Well, I said reminiscing. Do you wish for the light, the warmth that you've been missing? I wonder where you are tonight now, baby. I wonder if you'll make it home. Gathering tears so long for all the pain. Tell me, have you left the darkness? Or do you keep on drifting hopelessly in gloom?
Okay, everybody, we are back here at Radio Free ARFCOM. I'm your host, John Gold, and we did get hold of the man, the myth, the legend, Pete Brownell. He's with us tonight. Thanks a lot, Pete. We had a little bit of phone problems there in the Midwest, but we got it taken care of.
That's right. We have a big blanket of no AT&T service out here, so had to drive to the border to get this call.
Did you really?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
Sure feels like it sometimes.
Oh, That's funny. It's great to have you on. I can't thank you enough for coming on. We obviously are going to be a little squeezed for time here, so let's dive in head first. You were at the NRA show.
Yes.
Go ahead and give us some of your impressions on this year's show, some of the highlights for you for this year.
This show was, I think, one of the most politically charged shows out there. We had some great speakers that really re-energized everybody that was there, pointed out some things that members, non-members need to do if they really believe in the Second Amendment and American values, and that's get out and register, get out and get your buddies to register to vote, get out there and make your voice be heard. I think if you look at kind of what's ahead of us as a nation, that we all need to realize quite literally a handful of votes can swing local legislation by who you vote in. Don't think it's not up to you, because it absolutely is. If you're not voting, you're not registering, you're letting the rest of America down, because you truly can make an impact on what legislation is in your state, within your county, within your region, in what who's running the country. There are, what was it? My goodness, it was like 12 million gun owners did not register. Can you imagine that?
Oh, wow.
So there's 12 million people who don't vote our sport. That's a heck of an impact we could make. So that was some of the things that we were talking about at the NRA show. It was busy. 68,000 people showed up for this. Not a record, but about 2,000 to 3,000 shy of a record. But everything else, as you measure success of the show, was just rock star status. So it was a great, great show.
Tell us a little bit about the new board members coming on this year.
We had probably a name that everybody would remember, or at least know, is I'm not going to get this right. It's Gunny Early Army, on the guy that's the voice of and talent at Mail Call.
Arlie Ermey. We all know Gunny.
Arlie Ermey, right. He is a great advocate for the Second Amendment. He's been talking about what we need to be doing as citizens, and he definitely represents a large population of what we all want to aspire to as being patriots and people to kind of help pull the cart for Second Amendment. So he was a fantastic addition to the board. We had some other board members that came on that are that were re-voted in that are great advocates. Oh goodness, man, there's 33 of them. It'd be hard for me to get through some of the real notable ones that members would remember or know by just their name. Gunny's a great one.
I would like to say that every single one of the AR15.com endorsed candidates once again was elected to the board.
There you go. And it's good to get out there and make your voice be heard. There is critical times ahead of us. We've had 2 years of Obama, and we can all attest to how successful that's been. And for the gun industry, he's been the great advocate for gun sales, because we're buying like crazy and trying to protect our Second Amendment. But if he continues to be allowed to get in or to let his policies be kind of challenged, we're all in a world of hurt. As just kind of, I think he's going to challenge the Constitution. It's unbelievable. So it's great that you guys can get out there and let your voice be heard, and it impacts leadership at NRA, it impacts leadership at local level, and it impacts leadership of America. So it's fantastic you guys get out there and make your voice be heard.
It's really fantastic. If you're not going to say it, I will say congratulations to you, Pete. for those that don't know, Pete is one of the new board members. We can't. It's guys like you, and I just want to thank the people who take the time out of their personal life to lobby on behalf of gun owners everywhere. We do our NRA action alerts here every month, our firearms owners, AR15.com action alerts, where we give an opportunity for the average gun owner to go out and write a letter to a congressman or vote for a certain thing to help influence our gun rights. But we also need the high-profile people such as yourself and guys like Arlie Ermey to step up, and it does a lot for us. We really want to thank you for that.
Well, thank you. That's pretty kind of you. It's a natural extension of what I do, so it just feels good to be doing this. Feels right to be doing this.
Let's talk a little bit about your history, how you got started in the shooting sports, and kind of how the company Brownells got started and grew to be what it is today.
Well, brown ales started in my grandpa's, actually in my dad's bedroom. Started back in 1939 out of basically a necessity to raise a family. So my dad is 72 years old, 73 years old, and it started in his room. He kind of was moved aside while my grandpa was doing gunsmithing. And it's that American story of rags to fame where he started off a little gun shop, found it difficult to find tools and parts and the kind of accessories that you need to be a good, successful gun shop. So he started buying from these companies out there, Colt and Browning and Winchester, and started buying in bulk and started breaking things up into little usable quantities, because gun shops and gunsmiths, they don't need to buy 600 of anything. They need to buy one. So our business was started on trying to help his fellow gunsmiths just get their job done. And in the process, he came up with some pretty unique tools that he invented, or some pretty unique processes, like bluing. Bluing's been going on for, gosh, 160 years, but the process of bluing in a small shop, he had to help create, because all these chemicals were really tough to get back then. So he helped create the home bluing kits. He helped co-create cold bluing. He helped create the glass bedding process. So all those things, he was very innovative and hands-on, and he knew what the firearms industry needed, and he knew that a gun shop couldn't buy in the kind of bulk. So he was kind of that middle person that helps work with the gun factories to get what the gunsmiths needed. And it just kept growing and growing and growing and growing.
Great story.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, it was a great story of American capitalism. You see, he saw that it needed to be filled and filled it.
Yeah, it's the same values that he had back then. It's the golden rule: treat people like you want to be treated. Don't ever let them down. Do what you say what you do. Those types of values are time eternal, proven. So he lived it then. We try to live it today, and it just has made sense to be customer focused and gosh, it's unfortunate that people say, "Man, I'm so relieved, and it's a breath of fresh air to have someone to actually talk to. I don't get into this phone queue thing that that you just get push buttoned out of existence." So we try to treat people like we want to be treated, and try to treat them like it's you're our favorite aunt, uncle, brother, sister, son, daughter type of thing, and it's we value people.
Yeah, without a doubt, Brownells is one of the top companies in shooting sports. Your customer service is one of the sets the bar almost for the industry. Before we get any further, I did want to talk about some of the new products you guys are offering. But before we do that, let's talk a little bit about the Life of Duty Network that the NRA is putting together.
Right, Life of Duty is it's a membership for those people that are in the military, law enforcement, first responders, people that actually commit their life to service and duty of the citizens of America and in other countries. And it's trying to honor them with a membership that has some benefits behind it, benefits like life insurance and, there's a whole bunch of benefits behind that. And it's trying to create a space for them to tell their story, to honor them for citizens that want to reach out and say thank you, gives them a channel to say thank you. Buy them a benefit, buy them a membership, or help them tell their story. These guys are over there fighting for us. They're reluctant to tell their story because it's a day's work for them. But
right,
when we hear about what things that our officers do on every day, what our fire and first responders do for us, it's a network that if you go in other countries, you don't have. You don't have people protecting your freedoms like the way we protect them with our military. You don't have people protecting you or looking out for your best interests like our police and our first responders do over here. We're a great country because we've got these people looking out for us, and we don't say thank you enough. So Life of Duty is about that. It's about saying we want to honor you. Here's our gesture of doing this. Hopefully it has some benefit for you. It's really, again, the right thing to do for the people that really hang it out there for us.
Yeah, I think it's another fantastic program by the NRA. I've been to the website and checked it out, and it's gonna blossom into something that I think will be beneficial to everyone. I think they're on the right track with this for sure. Let's talk a little bit about the AR15.com three-gun event coming up. Brownells is a signature sponsor of it. We can't say enough about how thankful we are to have you guys on board with us. Talk a little bit about some of your expectations, what the people can hope to see if they show up, whether they're competing or if they just show up as a non-competitor.
This is turning into be the marquee three-gun event out there in America right now. You got some good ones out there. This one's a pro-am program. A lot of participants are coming out. It's at a great facility. The kind of talent that's showing up for this is going to be exciting to see for the beginners and the novice shooter and the amateur shooters. The pros that are coming out here is going to be phenomenal. And usually in a three-gun, you're shooting against the pros, which you're almost guaranteed to get middle of the pack or less in my case. But this one kind of splits that apart, so you can see a professional crew go through and a squad go through, and then we have this amateur side that's really blossomed up. It's going to be fantastic for everybody who's out there, so you can compete to actually get a place. You get to watch the pros compete, which is phenomenal. How fast a Jerry Micklick can run a stage, or I just think of these guys. They're phenomenal, how fast they can go. And you think you can see how fast they go on this YouTube stuff. We shot Jerry Micklick doing a three-gun training video that we have online right now. And watching him do it and listening and kind of just feeling his energy as he goes through this is much different than actually seeing it on a video. It's hard to capture that in slow motion, no matter how good that video is that we have, that video series we have is good. But to see these guys go out there and do it, how they prepare, what gear they've got, man, it's just going to be fantastic. The prize table is going to be fantastic.
Everybody that I talk to about it is just so excited, especially some of the competitors. Talk to the FNH team at the SHOT Show, and those guys were just like, man, we cannot wait to go shoot at this RFCOM event. We just cannot wait.
That's a good team, too. There's some classic teams coming to this thing. It's going to be fantastic, guys. Everybody who's listening, or listen, gets a chance to listen, let's get out there and just observe, just hanging out with these guys. After the squads get done shooting and eating with them in the evening, you get to sit right next to these guys. It's fantastic.
Yeah, and they're all down-to-earth people. They'll shake your hand. They'll sit down and talk to you. It's typical of the firearms community, just great down-to-earth people. And if you're not competing, please come out. You're doing yourself a disservice if you don't come out and check out the AR15.com three-gun event this year. You're going to be able to put lead downrange, I guarantee it. Going to be so many manufacturers there with all different side stages and just free range time to check out some of their guns. Maybe you've always wanted to see how this type of gun shoots or hold one of these guns in your hand. This is going to be your chance. Even if you're not registered, please come out and check it out. It's going to be very, very fun. Now, let's get everyone ready to get registered into the giveaway. Brownells is giving away on top of the Zombie Hunter upper that you guys are giving away, I need to make sure that everyone understands. On top of the upper they're giving away, and I'll put the link up for that. I want everyone to go get registered in that. Just go to the RFA thread discussion for tonight's show. I got the link in there to the. It's a complete upper. It's a Brownells AR15.com Zombie Hunter upper. You go to brownells.com. You can find it there as well. That's where the actual entry is. Make sure you get entered to that. But we're also going to give away four $25 gift cards to Brownells. So maybe you want to get some ammo. Maybe you want to put it towards a bigger purchase, whatever. Make sure you get entered properly into this contest. It's going to be just a little bit different than how we normally do it. The thread is already up in the Brownells form. The thread is already up. What you need to type in there is Brownell's slogan, and they live by it, and they stand by it, they live it and love it. Selection, service, satisfaction. That's what you need to type in the Brownell's forum. Selection, service, and satisfaction. Then you need to go over to the Radio Free ARFCOM forum. there's a thread there as well called Brownell's RFA Giveaway Dual Thread Registration. In that thread, you can post whatever you want. You can post a picture. You can post a thank you to Brownells. You can post something funny, something serious, something stupid, whatever you want. But you need to be posted in both threads, both the Brownells thread and the Radio Free ARFCOM thread, to be properly entered in the contest. Entries will go until Friday night, 11:30 Mountain Time, to give everybody a chance who doesn't get a chance to listen to the show live to listen to it on podcast and get registered in. And I can't thank you guys enough, Pete, for everything you do. The Zombie Hunter.
Our pleasure.
That Zombie Hunter upper is just so cool.
Isn't it cool?
If you guys haven't seen it yet, it just makes you water at the mouth. I'm like, oh man, I would just love to have that. It's really cool. So everyone, make sure you get entered. Enter now. The threads are up in both the Radio Free ARFCOM section and in the Brownells Industry Forum. So get in there, get registered properly, make sure you're in both of them so you're all registered the right way. Let's talk a little bit about some of the new products and new things you guys have going on at Brownells, Pete.
Wow. Yeah. We have a lot of do-it-yourself type of product kits right now. There's stuff about the 870, the 700, things that we've kind of put together that said, here's kind of the common things you guys are going to be needing to do. And so we've kitted these things up. So there's some new things on the amateur or the beginning gunsmiths can do. I tell you, a really cool thing that's really relevant right here is for the AR-15 user or that tactical gun user is the AR-15 M16 multitasker tool. We partnered up with some good tool makers and are coming out with a tool that you need that works on AR-15s. It's right in your pocket, almost like
like a Leatherman tool almost, but it's
like
specifically
a Leatherman
designed
tool, right.
for the AR, right?
Right.
I noticed
so
you
had about 5,000 new products a year. It's going to be hard to really focus in on the things that are really relevant. We have.
I'll talk about a couple that caught my eye.
A line of products.
There were a couple that caught my eye real quick, Pete. I loved the 1911 Power Magazine kits that you guys have.
Yep.
Those are new. Those are fantastic. There's new Glock Magazine kits.
New Glock mags, right.
Fantastic.
We have a whole tactical wear, tactical clothing that we've now selling right now. So that's all up on policestore.com, which is a business that we've started to help the officer get what they need, but it's available to everybody. So if you AR, what is it, 511s, Woolrich, let's see, who else is in there? We've got some gloves, got polo shirts, so things that you would use at 3-gun. So all those types of clothes are on there as well.
Add
those types of things.
I noticed you also had the MS2 sling, the Magpul sling, and the rapid transition sights. I really liked that package.
Yep. I tell you, basically anything Magpul is fantastic to have. We try to be some of the first on the market with the Magpul products because they are a great partner, great manufacturer, and they just got quality stuff coming out of them. So it's fantastic. CMMG has some good things coming out right now as well. AK products are coming out of the woodwork right now, so watch us for the AK stuff. We have some new mag catches, some new forends, and some magazines that we're putting out, muzzle brakes for the AK-47s that are coming into the marketplace. We try to grab those and put those on the market as quickly as possible. People are making their own AKs or getting kits and making their own AKs, so we try to facilitate those types of processes and trying to put some videos up on that as well so you're not so scared about punching rivets or resetting rivets on your AK or cutting threads or those types of things. It's really, when you can get over the fear of screwing it up and think, if I got the right tool and the right knowledge, I can do it. There's a lot of things you can do to customize your firearm to fit yourself or fit the situation you're coming into. New sights. We got some neat things. This Zombie Hunter, you mentioned that. There's a lot of, I'll use one of the terms that my kids use, bling. You can put on for, I don't want to call Zombie Hunter bling, but you can imprint kind of these insignias on your cover plates or on your grips. We got a lot of stickers, those types of things. A little light, but it kind of adds your character to your firearm. And those are a lot of things coming out right now.
You heard it here first, everyone. We got Pete Brownell to use the word bling live on our show. I love it. You know, one thing that I really love about the Brownells.com site, Pete, is the AR-15 builder. I don't know whose brainchild that was, but that guy needs to get a raise. If you guys have not checked this out, go to Brownells.com. Scroll down to the bottom where it says company info, and it's you'll see the AR-15 builder there. And you just click on the AR-15 builder, and you literally build an AR-15. You get the lower, the upper, your sights, your optics, your accessories, everything from all these different manufacturers, and you can see what your gun is going to look like if you put it together this way. You can see what it's going to look like if you put it together that way. That, I can't tell you how cool that is. One of the best things. I sit there and I just fiddle around with it for hours sometimes, just messing around. I just love it.
It's a neat thing. One of the features on it that it's not very obvious, if you already have an upper or lower, you already have an AR-15, you can build that the way that you have it right now and then start adding optics to see what that optic looks like. Or to shorten the barrel, what would that look like? And it tells you what fits and what doesn't fit. It's a configurator. So if you have an entry length, if you have a 11.5 inch barrel, it'll tell you what handguards work and which ones don't. And if you make a modification later on, it'll reconfigure it for you to have the things that work. Because with all the options out there for your AR-15 to make it what you want, it's hard to figure out, does this handguard work with this barrel? Does this grip work with this? Is this sight going to make it look weird? Those types of things. So it's a configurator as well. It tells you what works and what doesn't work.
Yeah, I mean, I really love it. It shows you the price of all the parts you're putting on there, so you can instantly see how much your build is going to cost you. You can go with complete uppers, or you can build your own. You can go with complete lowers, or you can build your own. You can literally build it every single piece by piece from the ground up for your own custom AR. So go check out it. The website itself is ar15builder.com. So if you want to just go straight to that, it's part of the Brownells website, ar15builder.com. Just fantastic.
We're adding some more builders out there as well, so there's more to come.
So stand by for that. I love it. I love getting
some cool things. Some really cool things.
I've got my producer yelling in my ear because we've gone so long, Pete. I want to thank you so much for everything you're doing, for your service to gun owners with the NRA, to running a fantastic company, one of the best companies for firearms owners there is. Everybody who has a gun knows who Brownells is, and people who deal with you generally always go back because the service is just fantastic. I want to thank you so much for coming on, and thanks for everything you do. I look forward to seeing you again at the AR15.com 3-gun event.
Yep, fantastic. Take care, guys.
Thank you, Pete. That's Pete Brownell. We've got to get off. Seth is over here wringing his hands because we've gone on so long. I want to thank everybody for listening. Make sure you enter into the giveaway. Go to the Brownells industry forum at AR15.com. Go to the Brownells thread. Click on it, and you know what to type in there. Make sure you also go to the Radio Free ARFCOM part of the forums and click on the thread there and just post whatever you want there. You need to be posted in both threads to be properly entered into the contest. I want to thank Ben from Task Force Dagger. Thank him for his service to our country. And the guys at taskforcedagger.org, check them out. Fantastic nonprofit organization that you can donate to, and it's tax deductible. I want to thank Trey Tuggle, the NRA, with his new program, the National Defense Match. Please, everyone, go check that out in tonight's discussion thread and in general discussion for tonight's radio show. I posted a link so you can go check out the pamphlet, the online pamphlet, for how the National Defense Match works. Last but not least, definitely want to thank Pete Brownell, one of the leaders in the firearms industry, for taking some time out of his schedule to come on the show, talk about some of the new stuff from them. Go check out AR15builder.com if you haven't checked that out. It is really cool. Thank you to Seth behind the scenes, making everything run smoothly, even when I stumble over and maybe don't give him the right phone numbers to get guests online. I want to thank him for everything he does. Everybody at AR15.com, as usual, I want to thank you guys. And we will be back on the air in 2 weeks with a brand new show for you and hopefully some more free stuff for our listeners. Our motto here at Radio Free ARFCOM is listen, learn, and win. So we're going to try to make every single show this year something where you can listen and win some free stuff. So we are out of here. Once again, thank you to the Navy SEALs that shot Bin Laden in the head with the nice double tap, and God bless the great republic that is the United States of America.
The chair is against the wall. The chair is against the wall.
John has a long mustache. John has a long mustache.